be magnified, be exalted in our midst, be exalted in our service. And may it be evident to God that we came before you. Bible says, where two or three are gathered in your name, you will be in their midst. So we know you are here with us. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 Okay, let's go ahead and take our 2026 prophetic confessions together. So powerful. Hallelujah. My year of supernatural shift and power is changing hands. One, two, let's do this together. Wherever you are watching me, let's do this together. Amen. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift and power is changing hands. The shift is here and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, passover, takeover, makeover, do-over, walk-over, and fly-over year. In Jesus' mighty name. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. There is no one like the God of Israel who rises across the heavens to help me. The eternal God is my refuge. And underneath me are his everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before me. And he will say, destroy. I am helped, favored, and blessed. The Lord is my saving strength and the shield of my life. My help comes from him who made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to slip or be moved. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord preserves me from all evil in my going out and coming in. He is my protective shade and my covenant covering. I sit fearlessly and confidently at the throne of God's unmerited favor, and I soak up his mercy and grace. Praise God, I am helped, favored, and blessed. This is my year of the incredible, my incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, and unimaginable things are lined up for me in this season. The story and glory of my life today will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 2026 is my year of non-stop laughter, celebrations unlimited, unending festivities, and round-the-clock jubilation. Adversity will expire and I will recover. God will have the last laugh and the final say. I am laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Look what the Lord has done. There is no expiration on his promise now. Sorrow is destroyed. Failure is forgotten. Anxiety vanquished. Fear defeated. Setback is sent back. Bad news is still news. Satan is conquered. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on. Laugh. Laugh with me. Laugh with me, my dear. Laugh with me. In this season is shifting. And there is a lifting up for me. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. And he sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. It's shifting. And there's a lifting up for me. God said, he is giving me treasures hidden in the dark and secret places of the earth. It's shifting. And there's a lifting up for me. From bitter waters in Marah to pleasant streams in Elim. It's shifting. And there's a lifting up for me. From forsaken to Hephzibah. From rejected to Beulah. It's shifting. And there's a lifting up for me. From beggar to ruler. From loner to owner. From supplanter to contender. In this season, it is shifting. And there's a lifting up for me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my year of vision shift and generational shift. I see the invisible and I do the impossible. This is my season of opportunity and open doors. I give my bread to the hungry and I offer hope to the hopeless. I am anointed to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort the afflicted, and to set the captives free. The spirit of sacrifice is upon my life. I say yes to your way and yes to your will. My Father, I will choose you as my priority and I will make you my destiny. I receive the sweet fragrance of heaven over my life today. The plague is stopped. The curse is broken. And my bloodline is redeemed forever. Hallelujah. I speak life. Lazarus, come forth. I speak life to you. Dry bones, come alive. I speak life to every part of my body and my mind. Come alive. I speak life to you, cells, vessels, nerves, tissues, organs, systems, limbs, and joints. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. I speak life to you, dreams, womb, ventures, investments, treasures, properties, ministry, family, partnerships. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. I speak life. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I am taking over. Supernatural help, incredible favor, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, takeover, passover, makeover, do-over, walkover, and flyover year. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Oh, what a powerful confession is coming to pass in our lives. It will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. There shall be a performance of everything that we have declared as we have believed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you ready for the word of God? It is always a blessing to minister the word of God. And I'm grateful to God for the opportunity, and also to our senior pastor for this opportunity. And I thank God for all of us. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit this service into your hands. Oh God, as your word comes forth, I pray that my heart will indict a good matter and my lips be filled with grace. Make my tongue like the pen of the ready writer to inscribe upon the hearts the infallible, pure word and unadulterated pure word into the lives of your children. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Break every fallow ground. Grant us illumination, clarity, and spiritual understanding. And I pray in the name of Jesus, as we hear this word, we receive it, we mix it with faith, and it shall profit us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Ooh, I feel God here. Hallelujah. So this morning I'm going to minister on the theme, supernatural upliftments. Supernatural upliftment. The supernatural is a divine necessity to step into the promises of God and possess all that God has in store for us. It takes us past the impossible, through the unbelievable, into the ridiculous, incredible, and the amazing. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 4, verse 31, that we are not children of the bond woman. We are children of the free woman, the supernatural. The supernatural. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, we are supernatural beings. We are the supernatural. We walk in the supernatural. Hallelujah. We declare that it's supernatural. So supernatural lifting means to be raised up, lifted up in a manner that is above and beyond natural means. And my anchor text is from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. 1 Samuel 2, 7 and 8. I'm reading the basic Bible English. Lifting the poor out of the Lord maketh rich, poor, the Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. Lifting the poor out of the dust, and him who is in need out of the lowest place, to give them their place among rulers, and for their heritage, the seat of glory. That is your heritage, child of God. Your heritage is the seat of glory, not the seat of shame. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has made them the base of the world. The Berea Study Bible says, he raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He sets them among princes and bestows them a throne of order. He bestows on them a throne of honor. Hallelujah. Honor is your portion. Honor is your portion. The contemporary English version says, you lift the poor and homeless out of the garbage dump and give them places of honor in royal palaces. Royal palaces. Why? Because you are a royal. Bible says we are a royal priesthood, a peculiar nation, a chosen generation to show for the praise of God. That is who we are. So he sits us, he gives us a place of honor in royal palaces. Amen. It is a divine intervention that elevates one above their current situation, circumstances, and challenges to a higher level of influence, of authority, of honor, defying all natural laws and limitations, showcasing God's power, God's favor, and God's grace. Hallelujah. Unlike human advancements, which relies on networking, specific skills or circumstances. This type of elevation is an act of grace. It is an act of grace where God bypasses natural protocols to favor an individual. A situation where an individual is moved from a place of obscurity to a place of honor and authority, a place of wealth, a place of influence, and it is a sudden change. It is irresistible. It is irreversible. When God elevates an individual, no human being or circumstance or situations can bring them down. No force cooked from the abyss of hell can bring them down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It leads to promotion. It leads to honor and restoration. It is not dependent on connections or your skill or your efforts. No, it is a supernatural thing from God. Did you hear me? From God, not from man. Not from man. Hallelujah. It is a supernatural intervention that can bring you to a place of positive change and transformation in various aspects of your life. It is only God, by his power, can elevate you above your circumstances and lead you to a greater place of blessing. Hallelujah. Supernatural upliftment is divinely orchestrated by God, and it is beyond human capacity. That is why the Bible says in Psalm 75, verse 6 and 7, that promotion does not come from the east, nor the west, nor the north from the south. No, it comes only from God. He's the one who puts one down and sets another up. Amen. Amen. He determines where favor rests. God determined, that is a Passion Translation. Let's go read that one. Passion Translation, Psalm 75, verse 6 and 7. This I know, the favor that brings promotion and power does not come from anywhere on earth. For no one exalts a person but God, the true judge of all. He alone determines where favor rests. He anoints one for greatness and brings another down to his knees. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, only God has the power to lift one person up and bring another down. Daniel says that, chapter 2, verse 21 says, he removes kings and he set up kings. He take away, uplift, bring down, uplift. That is who God is, and that is what he does. Supernatural upliftment is unmerited. It is a pure mark of God's grace and favor upon a man's life. It breaks every barrier, opposition, resistance, limitations against the uplifted beneficiary. And so Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 says, arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord, I would say, it's lifted up on you. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Oh, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Let's take an example from Joseph's life. The pit did not stop God from elevating him. Prison doors could not stop God. God lifted Joseph from prison to the palace, despite all the oppositions and challenges he faced in life. Genesis chapter 41, from verse 39 to 44. Hallelujah. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has shown thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee above all over Egypt. I have set thee above all over Egypt. They may have kept you in prison, child of God, but there is a lifting up. There is a lifting up. There is a lifting up for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 42. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestment of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee. You see how God will lift you up. People will start shouting, bow the knee. People will bow their knees to you, child of God. People will bow their knees. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. Beloved, it does not matter what the enemy is doing right now. What he does not know is that he is setting you up. He's setting you up. He's setting you up for promotion. The devil does not know that what he's doing is setting you up for promotion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. But then, beloved, there are certain qualities that characterize supernatural upliftment. I said already, it is sudden, unpredictable, and unexpected. God's lifting often comes when it is least expected. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God's lifting often comes when it is least expected. That is why he's able to raise the poor when people are not watching, and lifts the beggar from the dunghill, and sets them among priests, puts them in a place of honor when people do not expect at all, like he did with David. The least expected, that boy that keeps sheep was going to be elevated from keeping sheep to become a king. That is what God does. That is what God asks. He sets you among princes. Now that you are an igloo, keep soaring, no, up high. You have no business with chickens. The other thing he does, it brings selective distinctions and blessings. Supernatural upliftment sets individuals apart for greatness. Mary was minding her own business when God set her apart for greatness. The angel said, Mary, thou art highly favored. Blessed are you amongst women. She was distinguished from all the women in the town to carry the seed of God. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. It distinguishes you for a blessing. Supernatural upliftment is accompanied by protection. Protection. Psalm 3, let's read Psalm 3, verse 3. Psalm 3, verse 3. But in the depths of my heart, I truly know you, that you, Yahweh, have become my shield. You take me and surround me with yourself. Your glory covers me continually. You lift high the head, my head, when I bow low in shame. Hallelujah. The Lord says, the scripture says, the Lord has become a shield around you. The Lord has become your shield. He is a shield around your family. He is a shield around your ministry. Another translation says that he builds a shield around me. He surrounds me and my family and your family with himself like a shield, compassing you. Glory to God. If God is your covering, who dares come against you? What person will have to contend with God? The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11, that he was like an eagle hovering its nest, overshadowing its young. That is what God does. Then spreading his wings, lifting them up into the air, teaching them how to fly. Beloved, God lifts his children up. He hovers around them like an eagle, protecting them, overshadowing them, and then he lifts them up above the circumstances, above the problem, above the situation, above the storms. Yeah, that's my God. He covers me. His glory covers me. No Pharaoh would dare. No Pharaoh would dare come close. The scripture says, your glory cover me continually. Beloved, the same glory that covered the Israelites, the same glory covers you. That same glory that preserved the Israelites cover you. It will preserve your soul. The Israelites lived in the wilderness for 40 years and not one of them was sick. Beloved, you are covered. Amen. You are covered. He says, you lift up my head when I bow in shame. Now then, when the glory covers you, you walk tall. You walk tall. Isaiah 61 verse 7 says, instead of shame, my people will have double portion. And instead of humiliation, they will rejoice in their share. So they will inherit the double portion in their land. The everlasting joy will be this. You lift up my head when I bow in shame. Circumstances have brought you shame. The Lord will lift you up. The Lord will lift you up. Oh, may the Lord lift you up. May the Lord lift up your head. Oh, anything that has caused you shame, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that the Lord will lift up your head and restore his glory. Beloved, there is a lifting up for you. There is a lifting up for me. Job, come on, let's go to Job. Job 29 says, when they make you low, you will say, when they cast you down, you will say, there is a lifting up, and the humble person, he lifts and saves. That's what the Amplified says. Notice, I will say, there is a lifting up. Now, that is a prophetic declaration of hope and an incredible, powerful step of faith. Will say there is a casting down for you. What are you saying? I am rising. I am moving forward. I am moving from glory to glory to glory. There is a lifting up for my life. There is a lifting up for my ministry. There is a lifting up for my family. Child of God, there is a lifting up for you. Arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Darkness can cover other people, but upon you light shall shine. Upon you the glory of the Lord will be revealed. Arise from the frustration which circumstances have put you. Financial constraints, health issues, sicknesses, diseases, troubles and problems. There's thick darkness. And they may be brooding over you. But child of God, I say to you, arise. Arise to a higher position. In the midst of all the hard circumstances, arise, arise. Beloved, you are rising. Ha! You! Beloved, you are rising. You are the head and not the tail. You are the first and not the last. Wealth and riches are in your home. Oh, may the wind of the incredible blow into your life. May the wind of the immeasurable, unexplainable, cannot contain blessings begin to flow into your life. Let the river of healing begin to flow towards you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we lift you high above the storms of life. Any storm scheduled from the abyss of hell against you, any machinations, any atrocities, any orchestrations of the enemy against you, against your household, against your ministry, against your business, against your you at the place of what I declare, there is a lifting up for you. Child of God, elevate. Psalm 91 verse 40 says, in the Passion Translation, "For here is what the Lord has spoken to me. Because you have delighted in me as my great lover, I will greatly protect you, and I will set you in a high place, safe and secure before my face." Oh, Lord. Father, set your children on high. Set your children on high to a safe place in the name of Jesus. And Psalm 92 verse 10 says, "But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of the unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil." My horn shall thou exalt. Thou exalt. My horn. Ah, my horn is lifted up. My horn is lifted up. My horn is lifted up. Oh, my horn is lifted up. Oh, that is elevation status. When your horn is exalted, when your horn is lifted up, it is a symbol of victory. In ancient time, when the bull goes to battle and wins a battle, it lifts its head up and the horns high as a display of triumph. So spiritually, I tell you, a lifted horn means God has given you the victory over your adversary. May the Lord grant you victory over every adversary. Bible says, "Now thanks be to God, who always, not sometimes, always causes us to triumph." Triumph in your finances. Triumph in ministry. Triumph in your health. Triumph, 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 triumph. Oh, the Passion Translation says, "Your life is empowered for triumph." Beloved, we are empowered to win, to triumph. We will not bow our heads in shame and in defeat. We are winners. We are winning and we will win. Hallelujah. When your forearm, when your horn is lifted, that is restoration of dignity. Dignity. It says lifting the horn. The lifting the horn signifies the removal of shame and defeat and disgrace. It replaces your shame with honor and divine influence. I guess you heard that. It replaces your shame with honor and divine influence. Isaiah 62, verse 3 and 4. "There shall also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. But thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighted in thee, and thy land shall be married." Thy land shall be married. Hallelujah. Beloved, you are a jewel in the hands of God. You are a jewel. You are no more going to be called rejected. Ah, you will not be ruined, though. You shall be called Hephzibah, mighty light. You shall be called Beulah, married, because the Lord delights in you. And your land will be like a wedding celebration. Oh, auntie, you didn't hear that. Your land will be like a wedding celebration. Beloved, your name is not Naomi. And your name is Naomi, not Mara. Your name is Naomi, not Mara. Oh. Your name is Benjamin, not Benoni. Your name. Come on. You know, be Jabez. Rachel named her son after her pain. Jacob said, no, Lala. You shall not be called Benoni, you shall be called Benjamin, the son of my right hand. Naomi went through some pain in her life. She changed her name from Delight to Mara. Bitter. Ruth chapter 1 verse 20. Overwhelmed by grief and destitution, that woman changed her identity. It is sad how many of our sons and daughters have changed their identity. Many have given birth to many Benonis, causing pain and havoc instead of Benjamins. Let me tell you this. Every Benoni would end up giving birth to Benonis like him. It is a spiritual mystery, for like begets like. When you name yourself or those around you after the pains and challenges of life, you might be cursing a whole generation. Jabez's mother named him Jabez out of pains, the pains of her life. He brings sorrow. He brings pain. This man who was supposed to be a noble man, bringing honor, but his name is pain. He has become a mobile pain. Look at the prayer of Jabez. He asked God to change his life. He says, oh, that you may bless me indeed, that I may not cause pain. Did you see that? That means he was not just pain, but then he caused pain for others. He was a mobile pain. Anyone who related with him, anyone who encountered him, ended up experiencing pain. And that is a curse. Thank God Benjamin had a Jacob in his life who changed his name from Benoni to Benjamin. Yeah, you know what Jacob was doing? He was declaring and prophesying over his son. He says, you and your descendants will not cause pain. No, you only cause me pain in the enemy's camp. You all will be warriors, fierce wolves, according to Genesis chapter 49, verse 27. A man of courage, a man of mighty valor. That is who you are, Benji. Oh, my Benny. You are not a Benno. That was a prophetic declaration over his son. This was a tribe with a reputation of fieceness. Go read the lifestyle of Ehud and Saul. You can't go through all that because of time. He says, you are the son of the right hand, full of strength and power, that you can devour the prey in the morning and at night devour the spoil. Remember, the Bible says that where the word of God is, where the word of a king is, there is power. Ecclesiastes 8 verse 4. In Christ, we are kings and priests. Your word as a king in Christ commands power. So, you can actually change the curses of your life into a blessing. And that is a principle that Jacob used. He applied, and that changed the name of the son. That's a divine shift. Divine shift from Benoni to Benjamin. Blessing. Blessing. So the Bible says, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. and the light shall shine upon thy ways. When men are cast down, thou shalt say there is a lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. Hallelujah. Beloved, you create a divine shift by your declaration. You create a divine shift by your declaration. I don't care what caused you pain, and I don't care what caused you shame. You are the delight of the Lord. Hallelujah. You are who God says you are. Irrespective of the challenges and the pains that life might present, your true definition is in the Word of God. Your true identity is in the Word of God. James chapter 1, verse 23 to 25 says, but especially the 25, he says, but the one who looks intently into the perfect law of freedom and continues to do so, not being a forgotten hearer, but an effective doer, he will be blessed in what he does. Beloved, we are blessed when we declare the word of God. It is a misplaced identity that you would call yourself Mara instead of Naomi. Your true identity is in who God says you are. He says you are Naomi, you are my delight, you are Naomi. You see Esther? Esther was dating this young man who will later become her bodyguard. God said, Esther, you are not marrying an eunuch. You will not be a slave in this palace. You are not a child of the bondwoman, Hagar. You are not. Hagar is not your mother. You are a child of the supernatural. You are a queen, my delight. Esther, they brought you here as a slave. Let me restore your dignity. Your dignity. And so Psalm 148 verse 14 says, he lifted up a horn for his people, giving them power, prosperity, dignity, and preeminence. Hallelujah. Another thing that supernatural elevation does is it's accompanied by divine favor. From obscurity to royalty. When God lifts a man up, he grants him favor before men. Proverbs 3 verse 4. Esther was a slave girl, and God lifted up her up to become a queen in a strange land. The Bible says the king loved her above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor. Now, God lifted Esther up from obscurity to royalty. Notice the role that grace played here. She obtained favor and grace. Grace and favor lifted her up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at another example of supernatural upliftment in the area of your health. Because, you know, every one of us needs a lifting from God, no matter how highly we are placed. There are areas in our lives and in our health where we need God to lift us up. Watch this. Watch this. Mark chapter 1 verse 30 and 31. It says, but Simon's wife's mother lay sick of fever, and anon they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Immediately, the fever disappeared. And she ministered unto them. He lifted her up. Immediately, the fever disappeared. Did you see that? May the Lord set you above your fever. May the Lord set you above sicknesses and diseases. My dear, that fever has put you down. Arthritis have put you down. Financial troubles have put you down. I say there is a lifting up for me. I am set far above my troubles. I am raised up Oh, far above sicknesses and diseases. Sicknesses and diseases have no business with me. Bible says they disappeared. The fever disappeared. Did you see that? Immediately, the fever left. May your fever leave you. May your fever leave you. But the Bible says we are seated far above all principalities and powers, and we are set on high. May you walk upon your high places. Walk in divine glory. May you walk in grace. May you walk in destiny. Ah, you shall not abort destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we have talked about Joseph, that God lifted him through process from the prison to the palace. Your lifting up is guaranteed, child of God, no matter where you presently are. As long as you are under God's radar, even in the pit, you can be lifted up. David said, he brought me out of the miry clay. My dear, no matter what men do to bring you down, it will turn out to work for your good. It will work for your good. Joseph's brothers thought they were getting rid of him for good, but they didn't know they were setting him up for promotion and elevation. Hannah lifted, God lifted Hannah from being a barren woman to a mother to the celebrated prophet called Samuel. Hannah was lifted up from mockery to celebration. Mephibosheth was lifted by God to be recognized at the palace. The grandson of Saul lay left at Lo Debar, and the Bible says he was lifted from Lo Debar to sit with princes. He had a table, a seat at the king's table. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Wherever you are, there is a lifting up for you, and God will visit you. Divine upliftment. Mordecai was divinely uplifted from gatekeeper to a chief palace, chief place to a chief in the palace. Someone was interested in bringing Mordecai down, but God caused a book of, they will open a book of remembrance for you. They will open a book of remembrance for you. The Bible says that Haman wanted him killed. Haman prepared gallows for him to be hung and buried in the gallows. But then the king got a wing of what Mordecai did. He called Haman and he said, Haman, what do you think I should do to honor somebody? Haman said, oh, bring the royal robe, bring this, bring chariots, bring fancy dressing, bring. Have high officials place your robe on this man and lead him through the streets with horses, according to Esther chapter 6. Oh, and the king told him, okay, Haman, go get the robe. Get the horses ready. Get the chariots ready. Get the people ready. Bring the robe. Bring the ring. Put it on Mordecai. Huh? Hey! So Haman got the king's robe and put it on Mordecai. And he led him through the streets. Oh, a royal robe. A royal robe will be placed upon you. A royal robe. Bible says Joseph was dressed in a royal robe, symbolizing new authority in Egypt. They may have torn your robe. The Lord will clothe you with the garment of righteousness. Ah! The Lord will clothe you with the garment of righteousness. That's divine spiritual adornment. Isaiah 61 verse 10 says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he has clothed me with garments of salvation and covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decked himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorned herself with jewels. Mordecai was adorned, promoted and adorned from gatekeeper to a high official. Supernatural upliftment. I don't care how many gallows they have set for you. I don't care how many gallows the enemy has dug for you. There is a lifting up for you, whether financial gallows, health gallows, sicknesses and diseases gallows, sin gallows, disgrace gallows, shame gallows. I see there is a lifting up for you. The same way Haman was disgraced, so shall your enemies be disgraced and put to shame. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Esther was so favored, the Bible says, the king extended the scepter of righteousness to her. He says, Lord, satisfy me with a full long life. May the Lord satisfy you with a full long life in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible says that Haman wrote letters. I don't know how many letters they have written about you at your obvious place for your removal. The Bible says the king ordered to revoke those letters. Evil letter written. Evil letters written about you in the name of Jesus Christ. It will be revoked. Father, send out orders to revoke any machinations of Haman against us. Reverse every decree working against your children in the name of Jesus. And let the Josephs, let the Esthers, let the Mordecais and the Cyruses be enthroned in the name of Jesus. Let your favor advance our cause in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we render them useless. We render them null and void. They shall not perform their enterprises against us. The enemy will not. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us look at some attributes and actions that position you to experience supernatural upliftment. Humility. Humility. Bible says God exalts the humble and resists the proud. David's faithfulness and humility led to his elevation as a king. Jesus' faithfulness and humility earned him the name that has been exalted above every other name, that at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow. Faithfulness in little things. Bible says he who is faithful in little shall be faithful in much. Faithfulness leads to opportunities, greater opportunities. Gain more access, more opportunities. Faith. Number three, faith. Believing in God and his word. Number four, obedience to God's word. Obedience activates the blessings of God and the elevation of God. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 and 2. Seeking the presence of God. His presence guarantees supernatural upliftment. Being prayerful and persistent. Prayer provokes divine interventions and lifting. Remember that woman who went to the wicked judge? Bible says at the end of the day, by persistence and perseverance, she earned a speedily response. Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8. Number four, cultivate a lifestyle of gratitude. Thanksgiving opens the doors to God's blessings. Five, walk in holiness and integrity. And let me work on this one a little bit. Holiness attracts God's favor and blessings. Psalm 84 verse 11 says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. See that? No good thing will God withhold from them that walk uprightly. Integrity, loyalty, and faithfulness. Let Daniel's promotion Daniel chapter 6 verse 3, the Bible says this. In fact, let me read it in a few translations here. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Easy to read version says, Daniel proved himself to be a better supervisor than any of the others. He did this by his good character and great ability. The king was so impressed with Daniel that he planned to make him the ruler over the whole kingdom. The voice translation says this, because of Daniel's exceptional abilities, it wasn't long before he distinguished himself over the other governors and officers. So the king decided to appoint him as the head over the entire realm. This appointment did not sit well with the other leaders. So the governors and the officers tried to find reasons to level charges against Daniel for the way he supervised the kingdom. Though they tried, they could not find no basis for charges or corruption or any corruption in his office. Daniel was loyal and attentive to his duties. Hallelujah. Integrity, loyalty, attentive to his duties. Attentive to his duties. Did you hear that? That means he was consistent, focused, responsible, diligent in carrying out his work and obligations. He paid close attention to detail. His work. He was a responsible worker. Hallelujah. The Message translation says this. He was totally exemplary and trustworthy. They could not find evidence of negligence or misconduct. So they finally gave up and said, we are never going to find anything against this Daniel unless we scheme up something religious. Look at this one. They are scheming. They say religious. Now, when you walk contrary to what God has said or what we have mentioned here, you hinder supernatural upliftment. Pride and arrogance. Bible says pride precedes a fall, and God resists the proud. Disobedience, ignoring the word of God, blocks your blessing. Saul's disobedience caused him to lose his throne. Lack of faith, doubt prevents you from experiencing divine upliftment. Unforgiveness and bitterness. Let it go, let God. So in conclusion, supernatural upliftment is not the result of human effort, but God's divine intervention. As you remain humble, obedient, faithful, and stand in faith, God who lives will elevate you to heights you never imagined. Trust in him and he will break barriers and take you to the next level in Jesus' mighty name. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let us thank God for his word. Let us bless the name of the Most High God. He is a God who uplifts by grace. He's the one who brings one down and sets one up. He brings the poor from the dunghill and set them to sit with princes. He takes you from the bottom place and he places you, he uplifts you to the place of honor, a place of dignity. He says, you are my delight. Be his delight. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.